Chapter 76. If Del Fuenzo had been correct about no more than 24 opponents, then there were 9 of them left, with maybe one of those 9 wounded. The guy in the corridor, one of the 5 searchers. He'd gone down pretty heavily. More than just gravity. Out of the fight almost certainly. Which left 8 still vertical. Better than a poke in the eye. A decent rate of attrition, so far. Reacher opened the blue spot door and peered out into the corridor. No one there. He went room to room, one at a time, from the back of the building to the front, and he saw the same things everywhere. Desks and shelves and paper. No people. It took him the best part of 10 minutes to clear the second chamber. He entered the first through the garage. He started again, room to room, moving in the opposite direction, front to back. Desk, shelves, paper. No people. Not in the first room, not in the second, not in the third or the fourth or the fifth. He guessed they must all be clustered in the far back corner. Safety in numbers, a defensible position. Unless they were all playing an elaborate game of cat and mouse, moving from chamber to chamber around him. Which was unlikely, but possible. The third room on the left had been done up like a kitchen. A stove, a refrigerator, a sink. Drawers full of knives and forks and spoons, food storage. The room opposite was a dining hall, trestle tables and benches. Beyond that were bedrooms, like dormitories, bunk beds, 8 to a room, 3 rooms in total, plus 2 more, each with just 1 bed, privacy but no luxury. The beds were plain iron cots, rough sheets, coarse blankets. After that came washrooms and toilets. After that came yet more offices, desks and shelves and paper. So Del Fuenzo had been more or less exactly right. There were accommodations for a total of 26 people max. The wrong side of 24, but not by much. One of them would be McQueen, presumably. Therefore, there were 9 hostels still vertical somewhere. Then it was 8, because the next room had a guy working feverishly at a desk. Reacher shot him point blank and instantly in the chest with the Glock. And then it was 7, because the sound of the gunshot stirred things up, and he caught another guy running for safety in the corridor and shot him in the back. Then everything went quiet again. No sound anywhere, even accounting for the fact Reacher was a little deaf after firing so often in an enclosed space. The next room was empty, as was the next, which was the halfway point in the chamber. 20 more rooms to go, 10 on each side, 3 more blue spots, all on the right. All leading through to the middle chamber. Built like rooms, used like lobbies. Therefore, there were still 17 viable targets ahead. Slow progress. The Quantico team was probably in Illinois airspace by then. Maybe talking to St. Louis Air Traffic Control, getting permission to proceed, setting a course for the approach to Whiteman. The next room on the left was empty. Desks, shelves, paper. No people. The next room on the right had Don McQueen in it. McQueen was tied to a chair. He had a black eye and was bleeding from a cut on the cheek. He was dressed in coarse black denim, like prison garb. No belt, no GPS chip. There was a man behind the chair. The man behind the chair had a gun to McQueen's head. The man behind the chair was Alan King. Living and breathing. Alive again.